When I created the Minimalist Fashion Challenge, Project 333, in 2010, I wasn't interested in creating a capsule wardrobe. I didn't want to develop a personal style. I thought that was a lost cause. In fact, my motives had very little to do with clothes. I just wanted some peace. I wanted a break from the excess. I wanted relief from running late in the morning after trying on several outfits. I wanted to feel good in my clothes. I wanted to stop obsessing over what I was going to wear to work, to dinner, or to an event. I wanted to stop feeling like I didn't have enough, like I wasn't enough. The average woman owns $550 in clothing that has never been worn. We wear 20% of our clothing 80% of the time. Yet 100% of our wardrobe gets 100% of our attention, emotion, space, and time. That's exhausting. Don't you want some relief? A little peace? Organizing your closet year after year, or season after season, is just a band-aid for a much larger problem. We have too much. We have way more than we need and have been led to believe that we still don't have enough. We don't have the right shoes, the trendy coat for the season, the perfect little black dress, or the latest and greatest handbag. Between constant comparing, attractive advertising campaigns, and ridiculously low fast fashion prices, we just add and add and add, and it's never enough. What is Project 333? Project 333 is an invitation to create space in your closet, time in your life, and love in your heart. It's a call for less and a chance to completely redefine your relationship with stuff and shopping, especially the stuff you put on your body every day. Project 333 is an opportunity to think differently, dress differently, and learn about what you really want and need in your closet and in your life. All right, but what is it really? Okay, here it is. Project 333 is a minimalist fashion challenge where you dress with only 33 items, including clothing, accessories, jewelry, and shoes, for 3 months. I'm going to tell you more about the rules later on, but right now you're probably either thinking, cool, let's do it, or that's nice, but not for me, or you crazy. Most people don't fall anywhere in the middle. They're either all in or all out, at first. What I'm trying to say is, don't worry about your immediate reaction. By the time you're done listening to this book, you'll have a better idea of what to expect and how this little challenge might change your closet and your entire life. How it got started. I started this challenge as a personal experiment in 2010 because my closet was completely out of control. I had been collecting clothes and other stuff, as we do, for decades. When my closet got too full, I'd put things in boxes, drawers, or other closets to spread it all out. I'd do the spring cleaning thing and the new year, new you thing and lighten up a bit. Eventually, though, I'd fill up the space. I always needed something new in my closet for a new season or a new event, and often for emotional reasons. Shopping made me feel better. Not for long, but for a minute at least. Before I created the rules for Project 333, I looked for a challenge online. I had been simplifying my life for several years, slowly and gently. But I knew my slow and steady approach to change wouldn't work for my closet. I had long passed the opportunity for slow and steady change with my clothes. I needed to change the inside of my closet, but I also needed to change the way I thought about my clothes, closet, and shopping habits. I couldn't find the challenge I was looking for, so I made it. On October 1st, 2010, I promised myself and the internet that I would dress with less, way less than I was used to, for 3 months. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't have any specific goals. Like I said, I really just wanted some peace. Thinking about what to wear, what to buy, what to keep, what to donate, what to sell, and what looked good was exhausting. Trying on outfits, worrying about what people would think, and taking care of my big wardrobe had taken over such a big part of my life, and I was over it. I'd been shopping my whole life, and I still had nothing to wear.